Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, April 30th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stock markets finished the month in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 570 points to close at 37,816. The S&P 500 was down 80 points, and the Nasdaq finished the day 325 points lower. For the month, each of the three indexes registered a loss of more than 4%. Investors were unsettled by several data points. Among them, the Labor Department said U.S. wage growth picked up in the first 3 months of the year and remained well above its pre-pandemic pace, adding to evidence that the Federal Reserve's war on inflation is far from over. Looking at individual stocks, Eli Lilly's shares were up 6%. The maker of popular weight loss drugs increased its full-year profit outlook. Shares of Warner Brothers Discovery ended the day down 9.7%. We report that NBC is prepared to pay an average of roughly $2.5 billion a year to grab NBA rights from Warner's TNT. In a batch of earnings reports out after the bell, Amazon reported record first quarter sales as the AI boom powered growth in its cloud computing unit and tallied $10.4 billion in profit. Shares rose more than 3% after hours. And Starbucks said its net income declined 15% in the second quarter compared with last year's period, while revenue slipped 2%, with promotions and higher wages hurting its profit. Shares fell more than 9% after hours. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.